Good morning, good afternoon, good evening. Welcome back to the Adam Aveling podcast. The podcast all about working on yourself, personal development, self-improvement and becoming the best possible version of yourself. So it has been a while since I've last done a podcast. Last time I believe I did one, I think this is episode 4. Last time I did one, we were still during the pregnancy, and now 3.5 months later, we've got our little baby girl here, so a lot has changed. I'm now a dad. She's actually asleep next to me now, so hopefully she doesn't disturb me and I can get through this podcast, because I'm fired up this morning. I'm ready to go. So this podcast, I'm going to sort of have a quick catch up of things that have sort of happened over the past few months. But basically, if you've seen the title, this is going to be sort of how education has helped me and really helped me transform my life and get me to a place where I want to be. I can like keep pushing, keep working hard. I'm doing something that I love. And it's all because of sort of education. So I'll get to that in a minute, but quick catch up. So yeah, the last 3 months have been pretty nuts, to be honest. And it's been an amazing sort of journey. And I'm loving every minute of it being a dad. Like the moment where you see your child come into the world for the first time, it's absolutely incredible. Me and Tay were actually just discussing it last night. And when it actually happened, it's on our YouTube channel if you want to go and watch it. I actually filmed this bit, but when it actually happened, when she came into the world, I was so choked up. I kind of froze. I didn't really say anything. Tay asked me, were you crying? And I was like, yeah. The reason why I didn't actually speak was because I knew if I spoke, I'd just be an absolute mess, which is absolutely fine. But I just froze a little bit. But it's such a special moment. The first couple of months were hard. Obviously, it's a massive change to your life. The biggest change for me. River's got a squeaky toy. No, Riv, stop that. Otherwise, I'm going to put you out. The biggest change for me. Oh, yeah. I've just had to put River out, because she's going to start squeaking that toy, was my productivity levels. So Tay did the night shift the first couple of months, feeding both through the night, getting up with her through the night. So my job was to get up nice and early, take her from Tay and let Tay have a bit of a sleep in the mornings. So me as someone who's always been a morning person, I always used to get all my shit done in the morning, nice and early. And then Bo came along and just completely changed that. So the biggest change for me was productivity. But she's getting into a bit of a morning routine now. I get up with her 6 o'clock in the morning, and she's back asleep now. I believe it's about 9 o'clock now. And she usually sleeps till maybe about 10-ish, and she's ready for another feed. So yeah, things have definitely changed. But I'm absolutely loving being a dad. It's a bit like a superpower that gives you this new lease of life. Another reason. I always talk about a reason why. I think I've spoke about that on one of the other podcasts, having a reason why. And it just gives you a massive reason why, a reason to show up, to work hard, to provide for your family, to be the best possible version. Like I've spoke about on a previous podcast, how sort of I went through a little bit of a anxiety phase well over a year ago now. And I keep working on myself to put myself in the best possible position to be there for my family, to be there for Tay, to be there for my daughter, my dog, to be there for myself as well. Like, you have to show up for yourself, otherwise no one else is going to do it for you. You have to put the work in yourself to be the best possible version, to be positive, to be happy, to inspire people around you. So yeah, the past few months have been crazy. Tay's been amazing. I actually put a post out on Instagram last night. We're back in the gym. Quite a lot of hate on the post, but a lot of love as well. But people, I put a post out training Tay, and people saying sort of the fact that sort of like this isn't realistic, and it's like it is realistic. Tay wanted to do this more for a mental health, more than sort of a physical health. She wanted to get back active, which, like, it's one of the best things. I always say exercise shouldn't be looked at as a tool, only as a tool to improve your physique. It should be more looked at, and this is the true unlock to exercise, to making it part of your lifestyle. It should be looked at for energy, mood, for how you sleep, for sort of your stress levels, for all these things that sort of can be massively impacted by exercise, that if you only focused on sort of the weight on the scales, you're going to overlook all these things. So yeah, that's pretty much a recap of the past few months. We had an amazing Christmas with Bo, her first Christmas. We spent it down with Taya's family, which was, yeah, it was magical. I'm excited for next year's Christmas when she's starting to, when she started to see and talk a bit more and sort of react to things a bit more. So that'll be fun. January is here, and this is kind of getting me into sort of what I'm talking about, really. So I've wrote my goals down for this year, and one of them is what I'm wanting to do, but fired up, ready for the new year. I did a webinar with my clients on January the 1st on goal setting. That went really well, really sort of excited with the progress my clients are making, that they're absolutely smashing it, and it gives me sort of a lease of life, seeing how them implementing some of the things that I implement in my life and has helped me get to a place where I want to be has really impacted them, and kind of it proves everything that I talk about and the things that I talk about on this podcast, the things that I talk about on my social medias, it works. Like it really does. You take control of sort of your nutrition, find that balance, create exercise as part of your routine, like just stay active in general. Like it can have such a massive impact on your life, it really can. So getting into the talk of this video, so how education has helped change my life. So when I was younger, if you'd have said education to me, I'd have just literally ran a mile, because I used to hate school. It just, I thought it wasn't for me, and now looking back, it's more the fact that I just probably wasn't ready to learn. I was probably in an environment where I was easily distracted. I wasn't a bad class clown, but I always tried just making people laugh. That was kind of what I wanted to do. So education for me was just, I literally never took school seriously at all. The only thing that I did take seriously was PE, which I excelled in. That was literally, I loved it. Give me any sport, I'll play it. I'm so competitive, I love it. But then after sort of leaving school and really getting into the gym, I found that sort of I'd watch these motivational videos all the time, and I'd just watch them, watch them, watch them. I used to watch the same videos all the time. There's a Conor McGregor video talking about law of attraction, and he says, like, if you can see what you want to achieve and you really believe it, you put it out there to the universe, then no matter what, if you believe in yourself, you're going to achieve it. And I used to play that over and over and over again. And I used to play sort of these motivational videos all the time. And I didn't really know why I was watching them, but I was just obsessed with it. Like, it lit a fire inside of me. I just wanted to watch them all the time. It used to change the chemicals inside of me. I don't know what it is. I still watch them all the time. And this is, like, crazy, and a lot of people will probably laugh at me for this. But on Troy, there's a bit where Troy, Achilles' boat, like, they're rowing faster because they want to get to the beach of Troy to take the beach with just one boat. And I believe there's only 50 warriors on it. And then he does a speech to his, they're called Myrmidons, his sort of like crew. And he goes, "Let no man forget how menacing we are. We are lions." I can't remember the next bit. "Let no man forget how menacing we are. We are lions." Yeah, but I play that and it literally lights a fire inside of me. If ever, like, I need to, in fact, I'm going to get it up and play it because it is so good. Literally, whenever I'm like taking a cold shower or something like that, which I need to really get back into the routine of, because they are amazing. I'm going to get it up to play. But I play this because it literally fires me up. I don't know what it is. Here we go.
"Myrmidons, my brothers of the sword. I'd rather fight beside you than any army of thousands. Let no man forget how menacing we are. We are lions. Do you know what's there? Waiting beyond that beach. Immortality."
So yeah, anyway, the reason that I'm kind of sharing that is I didn't know why I used to watch, and I still watch these kind of things. And it, like movies, like I'd watch people's Instagram posts, and it used to really inspire me and motivate me. And then I started getting into podcasts when I was about, I think I was about 19, 20, and I really got into sort of Gary Vee's podcast, and I was obsessed with it, and I really look at him as like an idol, and he's really helped sort of shape the way that I think. There's a quote that says, you are the sort of average of the five people that you hang around, and I've always kind of changed that a little bit. You're the quote of the average of the five people that you sort of listen to the most, because I listen to a lot of people, and like Gary Vee is one of them, Conor McGregor was one of them, that the way that he used to sort of use the law of attraction to like literally achieve whatever he wanted, which I highly recommend you looking into that. Just type in Conor McGregor, law of attraction. And then other people who just really inspired me. And then So that sort of introduced me to podcasts, and suddenly I was learning loads about podcasts and literally learning so much. And I really got into sort of business, and that's kind of what inspired me to start my own business, obviously, which failed. I've spoke about it on the podcast before, of starting a clothing brand. But I learned so much about that. And then after that, I think it was probably about 3 years ago now, I really wanted to. David Goggins, another person that really inspires me, he brought a book out, and I knew that reading isn't something that I enjoy doing that much, so I knew that sort of listening is what I want to do. So I started listening to books, and I cannot tell you how much that has changed my life. I actually did a podcast the other day with the Doctor of Happiness that should be coming out. I'm going to see if I can get it and put it on mine so you can all hear it, because really, really good chat. I think his name's Andy, I forgot his second name, but he's the only Doctor of Happiness in the UK. And we did a podcast together, and when we were talking, someone who's aligned with my sort of thinking and way of thinking, the amount of information that I could recall from books that I'd listened to, and it was like a sort of like an eye-opening moment for me. It was like all these things that I've been listening to over the past few years are starting to like really ingrain into my head, and I can start like giving the advice that I've learned from books, from podcasts to other people. Even last night, I went for a few beers with the boys, but we went for a curry last night. I had two beers. I drove because I knew I didn't want to drink too much, because I knew that sort of I wanted to get up today and like really put the work in. So I decided that for me, I can easily drink two beers, have the same night if I was drinking six. So we had a nice curry, but like there was a couple of moments where sort of like books were coming, like the quotes, not quotes from books, but things that I'd learnt in books were coming off the top of my head, and I was telling the boys, and like excuse me. And it's amazing the things that sort of you can learn. And I put a post out the other day on Instagram, actually, and I was talking about sort of fill your mind with positive things. And this is what I want to do with the podcast, actually. Fill your mind with positive things, because like what you put into your ears has a direct outcome on your life. And people sort of say that they can't fit books. They can't fit any more things into their life, and it's just an excuse, because I guarantee you the people that are probably saying that are watching Love Island for an hour every night, and you could easily listen to a book for an hour every night, and it could have a massive, massive impact on you. My goal this year is to read three books, listen to three books per month. I'm already halfway through my third for January. I think I'll probably get through more than that, and I think what the way I'm going to structure it is, one, I'm going to listen to like a business book to really sort of help me scale my business. That's what I want to do. I want to get my message out to as many people as possible. I want to help as many people as possible. I'm actually going through a little bit of transition with my business at the minute, my business model. So my goal is to read one business book, one sort of like educational book on either fitness or nutrition, and then one book that sort of really inspires me and motivates me. And that's my goal for this year. And like, I cannot tell you how, like, imagine in a year's time, if I did that every day, how much more I'll have evolved in 1 year, just listening to positive things, educating myself, motivating myself, inspiring myself. And that if I can do that every single day, like listen to books every single day over the next year, like imagine how much I'm going to be able to sort of relay some of the things that I've learned to the other people. And I cannot recommend listening to books, podcasts, things that inspire you. And everyone's going to be different. Like, I know people are going to ask me for recommendations once I put this out. But like the best thing that you can do is just start finding the things that you enjoy, like, and things that are really going to sort of inspire you, motivate you, or educate you. Because there's no better feeling than personal development, working on yourself and really sort of like taking in information. And I probably wouldn't have done anything different the way I grew up, but I wish I kind of just knew this from I really do wish I knew this from an early age. Because imagine if I'd have listened to three books per month from when I was like 16, like I'd have... Well, you can't really sort of speculate where you'd be, but that's my goal for the next year, is really to really get my head stuck in the books, switch off a little bit, like listen to books, try and watch things. Like I've got YouTube on in the background now. I'm watching like speakers, people that inspire me, motivate me. Like I'm trying to cut out anything that sort of doesn't do that. Obviously, I'll have a little bit of room for entertainment. I'm trying to cut down on the amount of time I spend on the Xbox. I'm trying to swap that with either listening to books or watching things that inspire me, watching sort of YouTube videos that educate me. Like, so, yeah, that's kind of how education has changed my life. And I really hope that if you're watching this and listening to this, that you do the same and take sort of the advice that I've learned from listening to books. It has absolutely changed my world. For example, I listened to the book that I'm listening to at the minute. It cost me $8.99. I've probably got one idea out of that for my business that could potentially make me thousands. So that book could repay itself 100x, which is mad. Like the idea, and I was like, that's so simple, but why didn't I think of that? Imagine doing that every single, getting a little nugget like that every single day. A lot of the books that I've listened to, I've completely forgot a lot of the things, but there's little things in there that I'll remember, and it'll just pop into my head all of a sudden. I'll go through some of the books actually that I've listened to. The number one book, without doubt, is David Goggins' Can't Hurt Me. It is absolutely incredible. Like, I recommend that to a lot of my clients because it was a real eye-opener, and it motivated me so much. So at the minute, I'm listening to Traffic Secrets by Russell Brunson. I've just listened to Be Obsessed or Be Average, Grant Cardone. Just listened to The Secret, Rhonda Byrne. That's a book about law of attraction, which I'd recommend that book for everyone just because it can be a real eye-opener. Obviously, a lot of the things in that book are a little bit outdated, but I'd recommend it because it does get you thinking in a different way. Never Finish, David Goggins, that's his new book that's just come out. Will by Will Smith. I loved that book. It is so long. It's 16 hours long. I think I did it in about 3 days. I absolutely loved it. There's a couple of moments in that book which really made the hair stand up on the back of my neck, like more than any. Tim Ferriss, The 4-Hour Workweek. There's some nuggets in that book which are absolutely incredible. Rich Dad, Poor Dad, amazing, amazing book. Power of Positive Thinking, Manifest. I've not finished that one. Can't Hurt Me, David Goggins. Chimp Paradox, started that one. I need to finish that one because I've not. Secret to Success, Eric Thomas. Life Force, Tony Robbins. Way of the Wolf, Jordan Belford. 10x Rule, Grant Cardone. Mindset and Muscle, Jamie Alderton. 12 Rules of Rice, Jordan Peterson. The Fear Bubble, Ant Middleton. Level Up, Mark Coles. 12 and a Half, Gary Vaynerchuk. Atomic Habits, James Clear. Blueprint, Ross Edgley. The 7 Power Principles for Success, Bob Proctor, another believer in the Law of Attraction. Like all these books, like I've got loads of them that are sort of there to empower me and motivate me and inspire me. And that's what I'm trying to do today. So thank you for listening to the Adam Avelyn podcast. Hope you enjoyed. If you did, like it, share it, pass it on to a friend, because you never know who you can inspire by changing sort of your habits and changing the way that you do things. So have an amazing day today, whatever you're doing, and speak soon.